future comfort goes. They only know my soul, make it hard for me to see. My thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The head of Hamas, Yahya Sinwar, has been killed in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, through an interpreter, called the death of the mastermind of the October 7th attack a major turning point in the
Killing
war.
Killing him is a milestone in the decline of the evil rule of Hamas. I would like to say once again, in the clearest form, Hamas will not rule Gaza any longer.
President Biden spoke with the prime minister after news of Sinwar's death, while Vice President Harris responded while campaigning in Milwaukee.
This moment gives us an opportunity to finally end the war in Gaza.
In Tel Aviv, CBS's Remy Innocencio says the death of Sinwar has also sparked renewed hopes for the release of the hostages.
I'm standing outside the defense ministry here. You can listen to the words Akshav, Akshav, that says now, now in Hebrew. And this is the incessant protest against the government to try to get the hostages home.
56-year-old Robert Roberson is due to be executed in Texas tonight, but his conviction may have been based on faulty evidence. Reporter Chris Fox has that story.
He was convicted of killing his 2-year-old daughter, Nikki, in 2002. She was believed to have died from shaken baby syndrome, now considered junk science.
I couldn't explain what happened to her. They said, you're guilty, and the way I was acting funny because of my autism. I didn't even know I had autism until I was here.
Roberson's lawyers and medical advocates now say her death was misdiagnosed double pneumonia that progressed to sepsis. Texas Governor Greg Abbott could grant a 30-day reprieve. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Polls opened today for early voting in the battleground state of North Carolina. Michelle Ingram in Raleigh explained why she voted early.
My primary reason for voting early is so I can provide transportation and motivation for those on election day.
More than 400 locations in all 100 counties are slated to open for the 17-day early voting period. Only 4 of 80 sites in the 25 western counties hardest hit by Hurricane Helene are not going to open. The hurricane continues to cause problems for first responders. CBS's Jim Krasula has that
story. It's yet another concern in the flood-ravaged mountains of western North Carolina and east Tennessee. With hundreds of roads and bridges washed away, first responders are facing greater difficulty in getting to 911 calls. Response times for some police, fire, and EMS departments and agencies are now double what they were before the natural disaster.
Meanwhile, advocates in storm-ravaged North Carolina are making their case for landlords to put a 90-day hold on rent collection. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The funeral for Maxwell Bayer, a Racine County firefighter who died in a motorcycle accident last week, will be held tomorrow. It's happening at Racine's Memorial Hall. A resolution to discourage migrant resettlement in Kenosha County was unanimously rejected by a county board committee this week. Supervisor John Morrissey criticized the current idea.
First off, we need to identify who you're talking about. Again, I think Supervisor Norton said you're probably talking about undocumented or illegal. That's not clear here.
The proposal introduced by Supervisor Keith Gray sought to limit refugee and immigration relocation without proper planning. Those favoring a Racine County sales tax can look to Waukesha County, where a 0.5% sales tax has gained initial approval. A county board committee there pushed forward their plan yesterday. Racine County leaders are exploring a similar tax, which could generate significant revenue. The Democratic presidential candidate met with students at UW-Milwaukee today. Vice President Kamala Harris was also met with a couple of dozen pro-Palestinian protesters outside the Lubar Center. After the UWM visit, it's off to rallies in La Crosse and Green Bay. And this year's Christmas celebrations in Kenosha will be held across multiple parks. That includes Veterans Memorial, Navy Park, and Friendship Park. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers with a new place kicker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers signed place kicker Brandon McManus after he was cleared by the NFL last week. Two flight attendants aboard a Jaguars team plane to London last year accused McManus of sexual assault. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says he trusts the league's findings.
Yeah, I think I'm, you know, going through the details with them. And I'm not going to get into the details, but we felt very good about their investigation and what they got out of it to make us comfortable with this move.
McManus worked out with the team and says he's grateful to be back in the NFL.
It's been a difficult time this past couple months, and I'm happy that it's in the past now. I was hoping and working hard for another opportunity. I'm extremely grateful for the Green Bay Packers for giving me that next chance to come back out here and play the game I love.
NBA, the Bucks and the Mavericks tonight in Dallas in the final preseason game. Doc Rivers hoping his team improves on defense. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Abundant sunshine today with feisty winds, whipping out of the south and gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Pairing that with the drought conditions, there's a high fire danger of a wheat burning. But it'll shove us to high temperatures today in the low 60s and the upper 60s tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
WRJN. My baby does the hanky-panky. Baby does the hanky panky. Baby. a hanky panky.
James and the Shondells and Hanky Panky on WRJN. Did you know that Tommy James and the Shondells once recorded for a record company controlled by the mafia? It's true.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you
meet me in the hallway.
You ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa, twice
on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
From Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond, local news and timeless hits.
Yeah. I spend my time growing old with you. Now, woman, I said stay away. American woman, listen what I say.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
My friend Robin joins us from time to time. Now, you have three children.
I do.
40% of parents have given a nickname to their children. Do your children have nicknames?
Yes.
Okay.
One of them does.
Okay. Is it something we can share?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I call TJ TJ. I call Carly Carly Ray because that's her name. And then my daughter Tess, we either call her Tessa Roo or Tessie Lou Who. It's one of those weird things. Tessie Lou Who.
It's like a Dr. Seuss thing.
Well, when she was little, she did look like one of the, you know, girls, little girls from Who.
Right.
Whoville. And, it was just one of those things that, hey, Tessie Lou or Tessa Roo, which, mm-hmm. you know, some, those names stick with her. And, you know, she comes a calling when you call that name. So, no, I'm joking.
I've got, I don't know, the nicknames I have for my kids are kind of based off their name. So I don't know if it counts really. But our older mm-hmm. child is Theodore Frederick. So he's Ted Fred or Teddy Freddy.
I think I remember you referring him.
And then our younger one is Zachary, so he's sometimes just Z.
You know what? That's funny you say that, because we do call TJ T.
T. Yeah, I don't know if that counts, though, because it's just based
it's
on their
not.
Names.
I know it is. I mean, I know some people that have, like, Widget, hey, Widget, come here. Widget. You know, I'm like, that's, I mean, my children are all grown out of the house. And, but now I have two granddaughters and Cora Bear, I would say, hey, Cora, what we call her, mainly Coco. I do.
Coco,
and so
yeah.
Does Jeff. So we call her Coco, and then Solby is So-So.
So-So, Coco and So-So.
Yes, and then we are...
And a third on the way.
And a third on the way at Christmas, and it is a boy, so I got to figure out what his nickname is.
No-No. Coco, So-So, and No-No. All right, that's no, my no. friend Robin. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Start your day with something special at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team handcrafts freshly made donuts and pastries just for you. But that's not all. Indulge in the decadence of a creme brulee, the layers of a rich tiramisu, or the savory taste of a hearty quiche. Whether you're sweetening your morning or treating yourself in the afternoon, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine, where every creation is crafted with care.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We carry CDs, some cassettes, bargain section, buy one, get one free, and a little of this and a little of that. Splendid time is guaranteed for all. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, a little village of Sturtevant. Highway 11, it's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Sometimes people know that a little bit better. I always tell folks, if I suggest something to you, you take it home and you hate it, bring it back.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Last year, the Combating Auto Retail Scams Bill, or the CARS Bill, C-A-R-S, was passed by the government. And it's supposed to limit the trickery that car dealerships can use when they sell cars. Because the government found evidence that dealers were exploiting women and servicemen and women and people of color when it came to pricing and financing. But this bill has been held back from going into practice because the auto dealers are lobbying against it. And look, as somebody whose teenage daughter is saving up for a car, this tells me I've got to be extra prepared when we go car shopping to ask questions like these. So are there optional add-ons included in this purchase price that I can choose to remove? Can you walk me through each line item on this bill and make sure that I want it and that I consent to pay for it? For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Tonight, clear and a low of 43. Tomorrow, Friday, sunshine and a high of 67. Looking forward to Saturday, sunny and 70.
I got caught in the rush hour. You fellas started to shower. You with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. By far, it's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded. So crowded. Caught in the rush hour, this fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. So if you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search online WRJN News. You'll get the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin today for campaign stops in La Crosse, Milwaukee, and Green Bay. It's her sixth trip to Wisconsin since becoming the Democratic nominee. Republican Donald Trump was last in Wisconsin on October 6. He has no events scheduled in Wisconsin for now. People in Wisconsin are getting text messages with misinformation about how to vote. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says campaigns like these are frustrating.
If you're seeing questionable information, go to the official source, which is your local clerk, your county clerk, your state's election official, or you can go to myvote.wi.gov.
Messages aimed at college students warn of huge fines for voting irregularities, but advocates say the intent is to scare young people into not voting at all. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The funeral for Maxwell Bayer, a Racine County firefighter who died in a motorcycle accident last week, will be held tomorrow. It's happening at Racine's Memorial Hall. The 31-year-old served as a captain in the Raymond Fire and Rescue Department for 14 years and recently joined the Racine Fire Department. Bayer got married last year, and a fund has been set up to support his unborn child. There could be a sales tax vote next week in Waukesha County. Supervisors are considering a new 0.5% county sales tax, which could generate an estimated $60 million annually. Initially, it would address a $5 million budget shortfall. The county executive argues that the tax is necessary due to a lack of shared revenue from the state and rising costs due to inflation. The Racine County Board of Supervisors are also looking at a first-time sales tax. And when Christmas comes to Kenosha this year, it'll be spread out and in new places. The city's Parks Commission has approved plans for this year's Lighten Up celebration and Christmas tree lighting. This year, it'll take place across several city parks, including Veterans Memorial, Navy Park, and Friendship Park. Previous tree lightings have been held near the museum. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear, a low close to 40 tonight. More sunshine tomorrow and warmer, a little breezy as well. High near 70. Slight shower chance tomorrow night. Weekend, mix of sun and clouds, 70s continue. Temps stay above average to start next week. Currently at 64 degrees.
Smoke, and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, a study of 4,000 Americans revealed that only 12% of us eat right. I wonder how accurate that is. I guess the poll was taken at the exit of a Taco Bell drive-thru.
Only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
your home for local news, timeless hits, and the Green Bay Packers, WRJN. Let's see, the Packers are 4-2, the Bears are 4-2, the Lions are 4-1, the Vikings 5-0.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
I love my Green Bay Packers too, and the Packers season continues this Sunday with a game against the Houston Texans. It all starts with the pregame at 10. Kickoff at noon, you can join Wayne Larrivee and Larry McCarron for the play-by-play. Packer football on WRJN is brought to you locally by The Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. By Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. By Corner House on the Lake, where it's never too early to book holiday reservations or to buy gift cards. Packer football all season long on WRJN.
Eric Hovde owns a $3 billion California bank. That's right, he owns it. And Hovde owns a $7 million California beachfront home. No wonder Eric Hovde's proposed spending $4 trillion in new tax breaks for super-rich guys like himself. That's trillion with a T. What's his plan to pay for all those tax giveaways? Hovde's plan would slash Medicare 25%, slash veterans 40%, slash Social Security by 28%. Eric Hovde's plan would cost Social Security beneficiaries $500 a month, $6,000 a year. It's outrageous. Eric Hovde's plan, new tax breaks for the rich and devastating cuts for the rest of us. Now we know what's wrong with Eric Hovde. He's definitely not for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media. He'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
Bringing the house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers are back on the road to face Northwestern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up, CBS News at 5. We're also going to check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Mike Clemens has your sports, your forecast on the way, too. Now it's the Rolling Stones on RJN.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in